Other times I sleeps in the attic.
I should get along up there now if I was you, and take my cat up with you, will you? We don't want him getting in the way.
Is this the bit where you clean the house and do all the washing for a saucer of milk?
Said the grandmother, hopefully.
Could be. You never know.
Fanny, dear, I was expecting you to be shorter.
We get out in the fresh air a lot, said Nanny. Off you go now. That left the two of them. Granny Weatherwax looked around the cave-like room. The rushes on the floor were well on the way to compost hood. Soot encrusted the cobwebs on the ceiling. The only way the housework could be done in this place was with a shovel, or for preference, a match.
Funny, really, said Nanny, when the old woman had climbed the rickety stairs. She's younger than me.
Mind you, I take exercise.
You never took exercise in your life, said Granny Weatherwax, still watching the bushes. You never did anything you didn't want to do.
That's what I mean, said Nanny happily. Look, Esme, I still say this could all be just...
It ain't. I can feel the story. Someone's been making stories happen in these parts, I know it.
And you know who, too, don't you, Esme?
Said Nanny slyly. She saw Granny look around wildly at the grubby walls.
I reckon she's too poor to afford a mirror, said Nanny.
I ain't blind, Esme, and I know mirrors and fairy godmothers go together, so what's going on?
I ain't saying. I don't want to look a fool if I'm wrong. I am not going to... There's something coming.
Nanny Ogg pressed her nose against the dirty window.
Can't see anything.
The bushes moved. Get into the bed.
Me? I thought it was you who was going into the bed.
Can't imagine why you'd think that.
No, come to think of it, neither can I, said Nanny wearily.
She picked up the floppy mob cap from the bedpost, put it on, and slid under the patchwork quilt.
Here, this mattress is stuffed with straw.
You won't have to lie on it for long.
It prickles, and I think there's things in it.
Something bumped against the wall of the house. The witches fell silent. There was a snuffling noise under the back door.
You know, whispered Nanny as they waited, the scullery is terrible. There's no firewood, and there's hardly any food, and there's a jug of milk that's practically on the march.
Granny sidled quickly across the room to the fireplace, and then back to her station by the front door. After a moment, there was a scrabbling at the latch, as if it was being operated by someone who was unfamiliar either with doors or with fingers. The door creaked open slowly. There was an overwhelming smell of musk and wet fur. Uncertain footsteps tottered across the floor and towards the figure huddling under the bedclothes. Nanny raised the mob cap's floppy frill just enough to see out.
Watcher, she said, and then, oh, blimey, I never realised you had teeth that big.
Granny Weatherwax pushed the door shut and stepped forward briskly. The wolf spun around, a paw raised protectively.
No!
Granny hesitated for a second and then hit it very hard on the head with a cast-iron frying pan. The wolf crumpled. Nanny Ogg swung her legs out of the bed.
When it happened over Skundway, they said it was a werewolf or something, and I thought, no, werewolves aren't like that, she said. I never thought it was a real wolf. Gave me quite a turn, that.
Real wolves don't walk on their hind legs and open doors, said Granny Weatherwax. Come on, help me get it outside.
Took me right back, seeing a great big hairy slathering thing heading towards me, said Nanny, picking up one end of the stunned creature. Did you ever meet old Sumpkins?
It was indeed a normal-looking wolf, except that it was a lot thinner than most. Ribs showed plainly under the skin and the fur was matted. Granny hauled a bucket of cloudy water from the well next to the privy and poured it over its head. Then she sat down on a tree stump and watched it carefully. A few birds sang high in the branches.
It spoke, she said. It tried to say no.
I wondered about that, said Nanny. Then I thought maybe I was imagining things.
No point in imagining anything, said Granny. Things are bad enough as they are.
The wolf groaned. Granny handed the frying pan to Nanny Ogg. After a while, she said,
I think I'm going to have a look inside its head.
Nanny Ogg shook her head.
Ah, I wouldn't do that if I was you.
I'm the one who's me, and I've got to know. Just you